I'll remember all you lot, Sergeant Trent. This is real darts on a Yorkshire board. No trebles, no floaty shots, just a hell of a lot of skill.
Sport on Sunday. This is Radio Yorkshire.
See, if you don't tune into the programme on a Sunday and listen to the podcast, which is about 2 minutes long these days, you won't know that at the start of the programme we have this introduction sequence full of great clips of the great commentators of the past, the likes of Richie Bano and Sid Waddell. There's a Brian Moore clip on there from Liverpool and Arsenal in 1989. You remember the Thomas charging through the midfield thing. The BBC, of course, big fans of it, this programme. They were doing one of their pointless calls to arms on social media, asking people to tweet in their favourite bits of commentary or whatever. And someone got the line wrong. It's not Thomas barging through the midfield, it's charging, you moron. Anyway, Sport on Sunday on Radio Yorkshire, welcome. So look at this morning's back pace. I'll feed you. I don't mind, right? But if you're going to do this is my favourite bit of commentary, at least get it right. It's an iconic moment. It's not as if you can't go and check it back. And relax. Right, this morning's back pages are full of rugby union. That's the end of this segment. No, only joking. Because the British and Irish Lions are on most of this morning's back pages because they lost to New Zealand. The Sun on Sunday, as is their wont to do, called Warren Gatland's men pussycats after their 30-15 loss in Auckland. God, I should have watched Wakefield a few years ago. The Sunday Times says it's an example of the Lions tamed. While the Sunday Telegraph describes the All Blacks win as a case of the power and the glory. It's almost if, you know, I'm not the biggest rugby union expert listener. He might, of course, been an accredited journalist for the Rugby Union World Cup a couple of years ago. Got a free bag and a mug, some programmes, sold them all on eBay. I'm not a big expert on rugby union, but as far as I understand, New Zealand, they're very good, right? They won all those games in a row until they lost to Ireland and then have won another load of games in a row. And the British and Irish Lions, well, they've not really been great on this tour so far from what I've heard and seen. So I don't know why anyone's surprised, but fear not, dear listener. The Sunday Express says Gatland is asking his players to be tougher in the second encounter. Just give him an elbow. It's all right. Saying they need to fight fire with fire. It's a big scrap. Meanwhile, the Observer calls the touring side endangered lions. Oh, not enough foreign people in the squad, obviously. There's concern over the future of Newcastle boss Rafa Benitez. Hang on. Plastic Rafa Benitez is here. What's that, Plastic Rafa? You're not thinking about leaving Newcastle. You like the big market. I'm sure I saw him in that chicken cottage on that Saturday night of the Magic weekend. Apparently, the Mail on Sunday say he could leave after transfer failings ahead of their Premier League return. Oh, but at least they're awake. It's nice. It's green and blue. The Sunday People also goes with that story, saying he's on a collision course with club owner Mike Ashley over lack of new arrivals. Could do it on the pitch, have a pillow fight. Seems to be a popular thing these days. By the way, look, pillow fighting, which has become a thing in rugby league right now. A, I bet the Headingley groundsman was really chuffed to have to pick up all those feathers at half-time. Why did half-time go on until 9:13 anyway? And B, should we really be promoting pillow fighting as entertainment when people are going to hit each other in the head with these pillows and perhaps cause concussions? Seriously? And, because we haven't had enough transfer rumours yet in this piece. This script, by the way, is supposed to last a minute. Currently, this link's been going 3.5. The Sunday Mirror says Jose Mourinho and Manchester United are targeting not Real Madrid's Cristiano Ronaldo. Oh, no. You're telling me they're not signing Cristiano Ronaldo? Who knew? Who are they signing, though? Who are they going to target? Dun, 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 dun. Harry Kane. I don't buy that one for a second. Because have you seen the league table? Right? Last season's league table. Spurs. I know they Spurs it up, or as nice it's called, doing a Theresa May. But they finished higher than Man United. Man United these days, they're rubbish. They ain't no good. So Harry Kane, if you're listening, know you're a big fan. You're Sporting Triangle. don't go to Man United. Stay at Spurs. Got a nice new stadium. Get to play at Wembley. Those were this morning's back pages. How we spun that out to this long, I've got no idea.